We turn our attention to Guardians of the Children. Tuna joins us now. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing?
You make me hungry with a name like that, you know. I haven't had a tuna sandwich for a long time, but we got tuna in studio.
You get the next best thing.
Thanks for coming in and talking to us about a big event. And, of course, this is the Flat Rock chapter, Guardians of the Children. Again, you're to simplify it. For people that don't know, you're a group of bikers that are shining the light on a terrible problem that is widespread, child abuse, and that's kind of your mission, right?
Yeah, that is our mission. We, as the Guardians of the Children, have a mission. It's to recognize and react to child abuse and to educate the public to do the same, to serve as advocates, to provide strength and stability to families in crisis, and to be the answer to the prayer of an abused child or teen for courage, support, and protection. We help local youth in the area. We adopt them into our family once this event has happened to them. We take them through their court process and through the court systems. And even after they get through their court system, or court process, I guess you could say, we take them into our group, we do monthly meetings with them, we have outings with them, and we just kind of let the child be a child again since some of that was robbed from them at one point. And just to help a lot is what we kind of tend to do with them and their families.
It's one of those things you hate to even think about, you know, how could this happen? But it does happen. It is something I think we've done a better job in the last several years of kind of shining a light, and we have a month devoted to that, which is the month of April, which we're in, and they call it Child Abuse Awareness Month. And not everyone can be involved to the extent that you are and the Guardians of the Children are, but it's great to have groups like this, I think, that really that is their mission, you know, year-round, not just 1 month recognizing that, but you're a group of bikers really dedicated to being involved in this, you know, 365, 24/7, right?
Absolutely. It takes a lot of dedication and service that we provide, but this is the time of year where we like to turn around and give a thank you back to the community for all the help that they give us throughout the year as well. And so in order to do that, we throw our 9th Annual Child Abuse Awareness and Family Appreciation Day. It'll be out here at the DNN Center this year. Or again this year on April 26th from 11 to 2. We're going to have the bike giveaway that we always tend to have, the games, the free food, the cake walks. We're also going to have Miss Teen Tri-Cities. Kennedy Schroeder is going to be appearing this year out there.
Great.
There will be the fun jumps for the kids. The Masonic Lodge is also going to be out there with their CHIP program, which will help parents get a little bit of an identification packet set up for their child with the fingerprints and such, to where if the child went missing or something bad was to happen, they have a packet to help authorities.
Oh, that's great.
Speed up that process and getting the child located and whatnot.
Good. This is the 9th Annual Child Abuse Awareness and Family Appreciation Day that Guardians of the Children is putting on, and again, happening 2 weeks from Saturday, April 26th from 11 to 2 at the DNN Event Center, 501 East Walker Road in North Platte. You talk about bike giveaways, so I noticed on your Facebook page you had somebody donate a couple of bikes.
Yeah,
this?
We're currently still taking donations. We'll take donations all the way up to the morning of, but right now we're taking donations for the bikes themselves. We're challenging any local business that would like to participate and help buy a bike for a child. You can reach out to us on our Facebook page would probably be the easiest, or you can reach out to myself. My number is 308-568-9411, and we'll line up a time to get a hold of you or figure out a way to get the donation in to where we can go buy these bikes for the kids. Or you can actually go to Walmart or wherever and buy the bike yourself and just get a hold of us, and we have some drop-off locations around town where we're taking bikes and then hopefully giving away a new record of them. Last year, I think we gave away 220-some bikes. And so we're really trying to shoot to
That's great.
Trying to beat that record. And, you know, when you figure the kids that come through the door to the bikes, there's a pretty good chance that with your raffle ticket that there's going to be a bike coming home, or you might see a bike. So the more bikes, the more kids, the better we're going to have. So
how many have you got so far?
So far, we're looking at probably between 100 to 150 right now on all the storage units if we add them all up. So we're sitting there looking at a pretty good year again, but we would love to beat that record. So
have a couple of weeks, a little over a couple of weeks to add to that. And like you said, it was about 220-something last year, you thought?
Yeah, we had 200, I think, 21 or 227, something like that, right? Just a little over 220. So we're definitely wanting to beat that. And the easiest way, like I say, is to get a hold of us on our Facebook page. You got the Guardians of the Children Flat Rock chapter. Or you can reach out to myself at 308-568-9411. Or if you happen to see any of the GOC members riding around town on their motorcycle with their cut or their hat, get a hold of one of those, and they will be able to take the donation or get a hold of somebody for that donation as well. So,
how many bikers are in this group?
It just depends from time to time with support members and everything. I think right now we've got almost 20-ish.
Okay.
It just kind of varies. It's a program that takes a lot of dedication, like you were saying, with the 365 days a year we're doing something for these kids. So it takes a lot, and we've found some really good people that have helped us with it, and we're gaining the group up pretty well. So that's also what we'll be doing out there, is if you are interested in GOC, we'll have plenty of people out there to talk to and see what the program does and if it'd be something you'd be willing to help out with.
Have a booth out there and with information, I imagine.
Oh yeah, we'll have ours,
talk to people.
Yeah, we'll have our members and booth out there, and then we're going to have a lot of local agencies out here as well. I believe Lincoln County CASA, I think DHHS and some other local agencies will be having their booth set up, to where if you are a family looking for some help or some services, we're going to have that out there to where they can answer any questions you may have or help point you in the right direction of where you might need to go.
You mentioned, being with them, through the court process too. And oftentimes anytime there's child abuse, there is, the courts get involved in that, and DHHS and groups like that too. What are some of the things that Guardians of the Children does to try to help make that process, you know, a little bit easier or smoother?
Well, the biggest thing that we do for the kids through the court system is we just are present for them. We'll attend their court proceedings with them. When the child has to face that abuser and have to possibly give their testimony in front of the court, that's a pretty unnerving time for that child.
I think so, yeah.
And for them to have to sit there and stare at the perp or perpetrator that did these acts against them, sometimes the child will freeze up and the stories don't come out all the way. When the child can look up in that courtroom and see a courtroom full of people they know, and then have it be big scary bikers or whatever you want to call us, that gives that child just an iron wall behind them, that they're able to have that confidence to fully tell their story of what happened, and then the court system can do what the court system needs to do.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, talking about the things that are tough to do, to have to relive that all over
absolutely. They already had to live it once, and then now they have to go through it twice. So we really want to be there for them when they're doing that.
Toon is our guest on Mugs in the Morning. He's with Guardians of the Children, the Flat Rock chapter here in North Platte. You have a good Facebook page, a lot of pictures there from past events. You had one just last month, didn't you?
Yep, we had our chili cook-off here at the beginning of the year, and it went really well for us out there. And I think this year we set a record there with 18 teams that came out and participated. So it was a good time and a lot of full bellies from chili.
Are you finding that with the passage of time, the longer this group has been around and does things in the community, that you're getting more recognition, or at least awareness of this group?
Absolutely. I've been active in this group for about 3, going on 4 years now. And even the time I've been here, I've seen it grow, and it's grown even before me. And I think the biggest thing is just taking down that curtain and talking about child abuse. A lot of people will hide it or bury it under the rug or sweep it under that rug and don't really want to talk about it much. But the more we come out and just talk about it and talk to kids about it and let them know their boundaries and such, it will break down that persona and allow things, like you say, to where things are coming out more, to where kids are getting their help more, which it seems like we're getting more cases of it, but yet at the same time, we're helping clean up the problem itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see in the long run, it definitely helps with a community like North Platte that backs us so well that it's just amazing to see their support and then to see what we can do to help these kids
support. I mean, do you try to do things that educate people about this and help them understand what all is involved? I mean, because we think of a child abuse, obviously, can be sexual in nature and proper touching and things like that, but it's other things as well.
Oh, absolutely. There's many forms of different types of abuse, from you have the sexual abuse to physical abuse. There's emotional abuse that happens. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that can happen to a child that will traumatize them in a way that really isn't fair to that kid. So we're just trying to end that in the long run.
Do you have like educational events or anything?
Oh yeah, we set up events throughout the year. We have booths throughout the year. This weekend we'll be out here at the DNN again for the Triple B flea market that they're doing. And we'll have an educational booth set up out there. If the public's around and wants to stop, talk to us there. We'll have members present. You'll be able to talk to them, see what the Guardians does, answer any of our the community's questions, anything like that.
Yeah. So to bring it back to the event again, Saturday, April 26th, out at the DNN Event Center from 11 to 2, they just come in and they can sign up right away, raffle, as you called it, for a bike giveaway.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically. As they come through the door, we're going to give kids tickets. Their little ticket will have a number on it for the bike raffle, and then it'll also have little spots on the ticket for the game sections that we have set up. Once you play all the games, I believe there's going to be a prize for them and such, and then they also have that number for the bike. So we take count of them as they come in the door, and then once you're in the door, it's a free event. There'll be the bike giveaway, the free food. Fun Jumps is going to be coming out, and they're going to have some of their blow-up inflatables set up. We're going to have Miss B's balloons out there again this year with blowing up balloon animals. The CHIP program, like I mentioned, for parents to get that identification package set up. Just a lot of fun games as well. We'll have our Guardians of the Children and our Little Guardians out there, and they're going to be having games and like a lollipop tree and duck pond or something like that as well. So just a lot of fun stuff. And then the good old cake walk with the music and then coming home with a cake. I don't know what... At this point in my life, I have a bike that has an engine, so the cakewalk is kind of my favorite thing.
Cakewalk, I've never participated in one, but as I understand it, they're walking and then to music, basically, and then when the music, you stop the music at a certain point.
And then we'll draw a number.
And then you draw a number, and whoever's on the number will...
Correct, yeah.
And then wins the cake.
We'll have a table full of cakes, and then you get to pick that sweet treat and... Oh, it's
and
just
you,
a fun time.
You let them pick, too. Then.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. Wonderful. About how many cakes are you figuring to give away that day?
Oh, then? I can't. We, tables. I mean, just...
Several dozen?
Several, yeah.
That's great.
Just a large amount of cakes. If you have a cake that you'd like to donate, we'll take cakes as
well. So you might have both. You might have kids that are and families taking, they're getting a, winning a bike and then taking a cake as well, huh?
Well, yeah, you got to get them all sweetened up on sugar, then they can go ride that bike.
Win a bike and have your cake, too, I guess. You could say that, huh? For sure. This sounds like a great event. And then free food as well. So you can't beat that. It just sounds like a great reason to come on out. And this is, I mean, you orient this towards families, right? You want this to be family type thing that they attend as a family, right?
Yep, this is our family appreciation. So bring the whole family out, come out, have fun. We'll have bikes for kids, for tricycles, to little scooters, to all the way up to your larger mountain bikes for your older kids. So,
Your Facebook page, that's pretty much your main presence, right, on the internet?
Yeah, typically that's the easiest way to get a hold of us is right through our Facebook page. You can message us on there, or there is links on there if you need to go through the PayPal or Venmo, and if you just want to donate that way as well.
All right. What do you need to sustain, or what do you, I mean, I'm sure you have goals every year, what you'd like to raise. What do you go for on that as far as monetary donations?
With this event, we are pretty well have a great support from the community as well as the United Way that helps put this event on for us. So the event is pretty well taken care of. It's just all the donations we take and just buy bikes. So we don't really set an actual number-wise. Like I said, we're certain to beat our number of bikes that we had. So the more kids that we can reach out and give a bicycle to, it just means the more smiles we get to get.
What's it cost these days for a bike? I guess I haven't.
Oh, they range quite a bit. I mean, you got your smaller bikes, the little tricycles down to, you know, $20 to $50. And then you have your larger mountain bikes that can go up, you know, quite a bit expensive from there. And then you find good clearance sales and such. So that's what we've been doing throughout the time coming up to this. We've been hitting some sales and taking a trailer and going and buying out as many as we can. And at the same time, we know that we are asking for donations of bikes, so we don't want to buy them all out and then not have any for the local community to buy as well. So that's why we're asking for donations as well as buying our own with the money that we
can. They be good used bikes, or do they have to be brand new? Or
we prefer brand new for sure for this event. That specialness of getting that brand new bike just means a lot to a kid. I remember when I was a child, I was the middle kid. So you were talking Siblings Day just a little bit ago. I had the older brother. I got his hand-me-downs all the time. He got the new mountain bike. I got the 20-inch Schwinn, you know. So when I was, I think,
you were 13, scarred for life, right? Because you always got the hand-me-downs.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty close. When I was 13, I remember, I mowed up enough lawns, and I was finally able to get my own brand-new mountain bike. And that brand-new bike just meant a lot to me at that point. And so we tend to try to want to give that special feeling to a kid as well. And that way they're getting a new good bike that we have no issues with or anything like that as well. So if there isn't a bike that you have, or if you have a bike that you're wanting to donate, unfortunately with it being used, we probably won't be able to take it. But we are taking the donations for the monetary part, and then we can go buy a new bike for them. So
great, yeah, and that's always great. There's people that don't they don't have the time, but they love to give a little bit, and every little bit helps. You don't have to pony up the whole money for a good bike, but you know, give what you can and help a good cause here. Tuna's been our guest on Mugs, Guardians of the Children, Flat Rock Chapter. And mark the date, Saturday, April 26th, out at the DNN Event Center from 11 to 2 there. 9th Annual Child Abuse Awareness and Family Appreciation Day. Anything else you wanted to add before you get back on your bike and tool on out of here, Tuna?
I just want to tell them, thank the community and local areas for all their support. We can't put these events on every year without the community helping us. And just challenge the community itself or any local businesses that would like to buy a bike for one of these children to reach out to us, and we'll be able to take care of what needs to be done to get these bikes out there and give away all these smiles, because the more smiles we
that's
give...
That's your reward, just, isn't it?
Oh, it's just... Yeah. Like I said, it's my favorite event that we get to throw, because the amount of kids that walk out that door are just happy. I mean, it's... Their smiles bring me smiles.
So. Yes, absolutely. That makes it all worthwhile, for sure. And again, we'll give out your number here. If they want to get a hold of you, they can do that, 308-568-9411. And they can, like we said, go to Facebook and leave a post there, and contact information, too, for them on Facebook. Tuna, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us. You have a great day.